Good evening. I'd like to call
Recording in progress.
I would like to call to order the meeting for the Candia Community Power Committee on May 11th at 6:32. And can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
That was quick.
I know.
So we will do a roll call if we can. Kevin, I am here. Brenda.
Bill. Safi, here.
Hi.
Richard Young. Yes, got it. Ryan Young is absent for now. All right.
Hey, Annie, yes. We have several of these that need approval.
I didn't think we did. So all I brought was this one. So we don't have copies of them, so we can't approve them. We'll approve them next time. So in front of you are the minutes from the February 8th meeting. I didn't think we had any to be approved other than these. We discussed.
Any edits or corrections?
They just got them to look at, so we'll take a few minutes. We'll take a few minutes to peruse them. Oh, the asterisk means not approved? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're done reviewing, let me know and we can proceed.
I'll motion to approve them.
As written?
To approve is presented?
Yes.
Second it.
All right. One second.
I don't think they're coming for us.
Oh, somebody might be coming to the meeting.
I don't think so. It's probably going to register a car.
Oh, are they open?
Yeah.
Oh. I got excited for a minute. I thought somebody was joining a meeting.
You're a hopeful
okay.
one.
So I just learned something. On our website where you look at the announcements and things. If there's an asterisk after the minutes, that means they're not approved.
Hmm.
So I didn't know that. So there's actually four that we have not approved. At least we haven't told the webmaster they're approved.
No, we haven't approved because we haven't gotten together and I was behind in my minutes.
Okay.
So next time.
At the next.
So there are some that have asterisks?
Yeah, yeah, there's four of them, Dick.
So at the next meeting.
I'll amend my motion I move that we approve all the presently. I should list them all, probably. What are the ones?
Okay, it's the minutes from February 8th, which is what we have. January 12th. December 22nd.
December 22nd.
And December 8th.
December 8th, as presented.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good. Yeah. Thanks, Dick.
That's a good idea.
You got it done.
Ticks on top.
Okay.
Okay, so there is a couple of items under the old business category, and there's one that did not make the agenda that I wrote. I got an email from Andrea yesterday that said all of our
appointments,
board appointments expire on May 23rd. So there won't be another meeting between now and May 23rd. I asked if we could have a 60-day extension to keep us approved. She said certainly, but she'd like us to determine when we'd like to have our next one start and end. So if anyone has ideas, I'm hoping you'll all say yes, we'll kick in for another set of meetings for this, but we have 60 days from May 23rd before our appointments expire. So at the next meeting, we'll discuss it again. It'll be on the agenda. We can think about what we want to do as far as...
So June 8th is the next meeting? Is that correct?
I believe that's correct.
June 8th?
Second Thursday of...
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right.
You okay with that, Dick? I didn't think he heard you.
You talk low.
Did you
hear what I said about our expiring terms?
Yeah, the terms are coming up. Yeah. I am not going to be participating after this meeting.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I had already planned this. Now all the work's going to get done. I don't want to work on it.
Okay.
You have enough?
I'll be around, but I'm cutting back.
I was hoping you'd be chairman.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
That I guarantee you.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Dick.
Right, we'll figure it out. All right.
Well,
stay.
Yeah.
Get somebody like Puderbaugh was here, or Emily, well, who was it?
Amy Jones.
Amy. Yeah. See if they want to be involved.
Talk to them and see if they'd be interested.
I should talk, Amy's husband's a engineer who, or is he? Yeah, he's an engineer.
Well, let's see what more we have to do.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So, regarding old business, the Board of Selectmen did approve the committee's recommendation to accept Standard Power as the aggregator for us. The plan was submitted to the PUC.
Did that really get in?
Yeah.
Did Emily send it into the PUC?
Yes.
Okay. So that's happened since the last meeting.
Yeah. And the approval process is on track with a response expected next week, I believe. Emily, they had till the 15th unless they asked for an extension or something. Is that correct?
I believe the 15th is right. And so we've had a couple of plans conditionally approved. The condition is just basically a sentence in Exhibit 2. So we've just submitted the first one back to the PUC. I'm not sure how long that'll turn around, but just considering whether to ask Andrea to put it in before. You know, it's so soon now that we expect their decision that we might not jump the gun on that. We may just let them put out the conditional decision, and then we'll respond to it for Candia. So that would extend it by a couple of days. But.
Okay, so if I understand... You expect that they will approve it with an asterisk that says we'd like you to correct a couple sentences for specific things, and with the presumption of once you do that, it will be fully accepted. Is that
yes.
your understanding? Okay.
Nice.
Yes.
So presuming...
I mean, the only thing better would have been clean approval. So.
Yeah.
But,
we're getting so close, though, we can taste it.
So...
Yeah.
Assuming that they turn that around fairly quickly, we would be in a position to be in a buying group that includes Candia in October, in late summer, early fall, so we could be like starting around October 1st.
Do we know what Emily, do we know what that group is yet? I mean, Keene, Swansea, Marlboro, Wilton, are those part of our group, or what is our group?
So they are launching in June, Dick. We've got contracts for them. We're in the midst of launching. So I'm doing my first launch right now with those communities. Your group is Milford, New Boston, Jaffrey, Candia, not Deerfield, Lee, Waterville Valley, and Allenstown. And we actually... the ink isn't dry, but we might have one or two more that will join because there's still time.
Nice.
for people with approved plans, so yeah. So it's a nice mix, it's a good sized group. We want about 100 million kilowatt hours a year, so I haven't done the math, but somebody did the math, and that's, you know, like, so we're getting to be a nice sized group to get savings that you'll notice on your bill.
Right.
And lots of Eversource customers to be more attractive to the suppliers, probably, but also several towns with both Eversource and the co-op, and actually I think Allenstown also has like a few Unitil customers, so we're learning about working with them too, but so it should be a good group. And the timing, there are different rules if you want to launch on the first 2 months of when the utility changes rates. So they're more restrictive. So if we try to launch August 1st or September 1st, we have to give them 90 days notice instead of 45. And because we're launching a new program, this is just from our partner, or their experience, we just keep the timing really tight for getting data, going to pricing, and launching. It just reduces the risk to the supplier, and it, which translates into a competitive process. So so that all is to say that we will try for September. We can't make July, so we won't try for August or September, so October 1st. And then if we, so that would mean pricing in about early August, which could be good and it could be bad. And if it's bad, we would wait another month. September's often a good time to go to market, but in any case, we'll go when it's the right time to go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can I verify the towns? Milford, New Boston, Lee, Allenstown, Waterville Valley, Jaffrey.
And you.
And Kenya. No, nobody, that was it. That was a comprehensive list, right?
Yeah, because there are seven, and then, yeah.
Great. Okay.
At least seven. Like, as I said, we have two that kind of, the ink is kind of dry on their MOUs, but we think they'll be joining us, so it's exciting.
Okay. With a potential one or two more, depending on how. Okay.
Dick has something to say.
Oh, yes.
Would it be of any value or interest in doing a, get the whole group together for a picnic or something? Or to mean, you know, the committees from the other towns, get them all together, have a picnic, bring them down here and do it in the pavilion.
That's a
standard power, I'm sure, would pay for the hot dogs.
Absolutely.
Kind of standard power runs it and wants to get them all together or a more central location, whatever. But, you know, we got 7, 8 towns that are basically hanging together to do something. Let's see who they are and how they're different or the same as we are.
I'm not sure how much value we would get by that. Having a Zoom call with all of them might be a good first step to at least introduce ourselves that way.
Emily, have you ever done something like that? Do your groups typically try to get to know one another?
I honestly, in this work, you know, I've had a career in working for other companies, but mostly it's been almost all COVID. For Standard Power, I
got it.
6 months before COVID started.
Okay.
Right.
So there's no, I don't have any history of groups getting together. Really,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's a really nice idea. I think that probably Kevin's right is to just get people together on Zoom and to see if there's interest in getting together. You know, you're a little spread apart.
Waterville Valley is a hike. Ringe is, or Jaffrey's a hike.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Good thought. We'll think about it.
We could have a launch party, a launch celebration.
So,
but it is a good point, and it's on my list to ask you about summer schedules, whether you, if there's any appetite to do tabling this summer. Do you guys have fairs and things that, because even if we don't build community with these seven, if you build community with, you know, I know Lee's not too far and...
Right.
Now, Deerfield's talking to you, but they haven't really progressed, right?
We're meeting every two weeks. They're planning on going in early 2024. They can't join you because they don't have a plan approved. They don't have a chair of their committee, so I'm kind of running their meeting. So that's different. But they're willing. Like, they have a minute taker, and, you know, we're making progress.
How about Raymond? Are they jumping on board?
Well, Raymond, again, they missed town meetings, so they won't be in time to join you guys.
Timing,
or at least this time. I mean, maybe everybody will sync up after one contract. It's hard to say. But I think Raymond, so Dean Chauvin, we start with an MOU, and so that's when we talk to, we're probably talking to, I don't know, 40 or 30 or 40 or I don't know, maybe more communities, but the ones that signed the MOU are really who we.
I think Dick.
Raymond's very enthusiastic.
I'm forgetting his name again. Dan Roy has been to our offices.
So Dick said they're going to actually generate.
Yeah, they're planning on doing generation. Their warrant article said we want to put in power that we can provide to the town and to anybody else.
Wow.
Was that Raymond you're talking
about?
Yeah, remember he came and he wanted to do a big solar field?
Yeah.
I must have missed that meeting, but
they're talking
about
megawatt projects.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and we're doing that in Keene and Swansea now. Like, we are gearing up, and I'm saying we, again, Bob's the one who is really, like, boots on the ground, can tell you where the power is at the site, and, you know, but... You know, we are starting projects. I'm just focused on getting community power kind of going.
Right.
And then, but that is one really interesting potential project for the committee as you move forward is following up on getting a fund set up to accept funds for renewable energy and energy efficiency investment in town. The fund... Again, these are committee discussions, decisions, but you could take a sliver off the rate, and so like a mill or something, like, and build it up that way. But also, the funds can attract funds from like the IRA. And well, actually, Kevin, you sent me that the current one from the Inflation Reduction Act.
The state of New Hampshire has $8.8 million, I think it is, available to it. Dick sent it that, and I forwarded it to you. It's got a quick turnaround. So I think there's a webinar, like early June, or no, like maybe next week, 25th maybe. But then forms have to be submitted like 2 weeks later, I think it is, and that's a really short fuse. So. Unless they gave you years to spend the money, it would probably not work for us.
Maybe it's premature.
Yeah.
For us.
But my understanding is that the IRA funding is over 10 years. So it would be really, for shovel-ready projects, it's great. And so if the committee, you know, was interested in talking to the town, you know, figuring out what projects might be, out there that would be interesting to do, then the next round of funding for, you know, something like that.
Right.
But anyway, I'm just saying, if you brought it up to the town, like maybe they have a place to put those funds already, so you don't need a separate reserve fund or
line item on the budget.
Yeah. Okay. And I call it a bucket because I don't know.
Right.
It's up to the town how you structure where it goes and what the parameters are around it.
Okay. Now, you had sent in that email to me a few links from other, from Keene, Swansea, Marlboro, and Wilton. They have an actual website up. Did they put up their own websites, or did you do it for them?
No, we do the websites. We're hoping to move to a one website with pages, rather than separate websites.
Good idea.
As we grow. So that's what we're planning for the next group. I don't think the functionality will should be all right there for you. It shouldn't matter to you know, to the ease of use, but
right. So the timing
of use.
The timing of all of the letters that are being developed to be pushed out by various means, what's that looking like right now as far as you got, your hands are full with your current rollout, right? On these websites, there are some examples of letters that you've done for people. How are you getting them out to the public other than on a web link?
Oh, the letters go, so they go to every household.
U.S. mail.
U.S. mail. And the utility provides the mailing address of every customer account.
Oh, great.
And eligible customers have been getting a postcard and a letter. So the postcard says an important letter is coming. You know, read that letter. It's an official town mailing. So they have two chances to see that something's happening. And then some eligible customers currently on Eversource default that would be automatically enrolled in the program unless they take action. So they get two mailings, and then all other customers get a single mailing that it looks similar, but it's an opt-in letter. It says you have to take action if you want to enroll.
So if they're already
if
they're on a third-party supplier already other than Eversource and have a rate that's higher than what you're going to come in at potentially, they would have the choice to opt in. But if their rate is lower than yours, they wouldn't even be eligible?
If the rate's lower, they won't be automatically enrolled.
Okay.
But if the rate, if the rate's higher, will they automatically be enrolled if they're in a third party?
Nothing's automatic.
It with a third party.
Except Eversource.
Except Eversource, or okay. Because we're with Direct Energy, and we have no contract. We can we can get out at any point. We looked it up. So if your rate is lower, we are obviously going to jump over. But we'll just get the letter. We won't automatically. We'll have to choose to opt in.
Correct. No, but there'll be a telephone number and a website.
Candy is opt out, not opt in.
No, we're in a third party. We get Direct Energy. We went a year and a half ago over to them.
You'd have to opt out of that, and then you'd be in the rate for Eversource.
We'd be in the rate for
Emily knows. So what would we do, Em?
So Dick is actually right, though. What he's saying is you call Direct and say, I want out of my contract, which I know you have no exit fees, but and then you opt into the program.
Okay.
So
we would have to opt into our program that we're designing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we should peruse those websites, but effectively you're going to generate the collateral that goes out. Okay. If we see something we'd like to edit, we could just let you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they'll change a little bit. We did, first programs in the state, the materials came up from Rhode Island, sort of, because that was the most recent one that Good Energy generated. And the laws in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, are very much stricter about opting out. So on the letter, it doesn't even talk about opting up. So we'll probably warm up your letter a little bit to it'll still be clearly, this is how you opt out, but it can also give instructions for changing products in the program, which has been missing. If you read them, we've had a lot of comments that people don't know how to change products.
Okay.
I'm presuming that you will offer those up to this committee prior to sending them out for our review and potential editing. Yes?
Yes, so we work with the town administration and it's up to them.
So it goes to Andrea.
But, I mean, I'm happy to include you, but the timing does go fast, or this first time it went really fast. He got drafts, we pushed them out and, you know, begged people to get them back to us. We'll try and give you some time, but I don't know, it might be more like a special committee meeting, I'm not sure. It's not a public process per se, it doesn't have to be, and we tend to turn things around faster than,
right.
You know, but with that said, that's why I sent you those links, because
right.
those are roughly the letters, like that's what they look like.
Okay, so, but since we are the committee, we should have a hand in it, and so if stuff goes to Andrea, if you could copy us, that I think
or at least Kevin
would be most appropriate.
And you can get it out to us.
Right.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the next steps for us is waiting to see if the PUC approves us. We're assuming that they're going to require a quick edit, which you'll turn around quickly, I presume. I presume a lot.
Yeah, I'm
going to
prepare it
ahead. Once that's resent, there's no, or is there a requirement that they have X number of days or weeks to turn it around? Does that?
That's unclear, but the commission is really, I have to say, doing a good job on community power.
Okay.
That you know, they've been raked over the coals on several other issues, but they've been quite, they take their full 60 days to approve the plan, but they don't take 62. You know, like they take 58 or
right.
And they haven't sweated like every word of the plans. They are trusting communities to really like if the elements are there and reasonable, then they're letting them all go through. The issue that they're concerned about is that we have language about customers being able to opt out any time, which I think might have been in the old rule. So it's been approved by the PUC, but now the language is not right. So because changes go through on your bill date, on your monthly bill date, they don't go through instantaneously. So they just really want to make sure that customers are aware that they have to wait for their bill date
okay.
to make a change.
So they can't make a change.
That's entirely.
So if they get billed on the 1st and they call on the 12th of the previous month and say, I want to make a change, the change is made, but it doesn't go into effect until the next billing cycle. Is that how I hear that?
I think it's a great question. I believe what they mean, and this is why it's important, is that the change doesn't go through until your bill date. So if you opt out, which is again the one they're most concerned about, even though we're hoping nobody opts out, but if you opt out, it's not instantaneous. It starts on your next bill date.
Okay.
Or if you opt in. So you pay a full bill of one rate and then you pay the next bill of the new rate.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
So that is a sentence in the document. To clarify
yeah.
that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So you probably have a milestone chart in front of you that you're shooting for that says we need to do this, 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 and this still. What's that look like right now?
Yeah, so so the milestone chart is actually in your plan, that the 90, 60, 30 days
yep.
on, in two places, there's two similar, one is more detailed than the other. That's the plan.
Okay.
And with October 1st, so you can back it out from October 1st.
All right.
But in reality, so Good Energy is leading us through this first one. And what we're learning is that when you launch, especially when you launch early in a date, we compress things so that we don't ask for data until we're sure the market is, we have a high concept of success. Like, we're sure we're going to be successful on bid day. I mean, something could always happen, but. And then we ask for data. They have 15 days to give us data, and then we give it to the suppliers to look it over. They give us sample pricing. We have a meeting with the towns. It's called like pre-bid day. And then a week later we have bid day, where it's compulsory. It's not public. Actually, both of those meetings are not public. That came as a surprise to the communities this past time. But the sample pricing and the and bid day until the bids are signed is, is confidential to the participants. And
confidential to who?
And to the participants.
So are we
everybody as a representative of the town? Like, if Andrea is representing the town, or you are, or both of you. It's not you can tell the select board, but it's not a public meeting.
Okay.
It's a confidential, because it's, the way Good Energy explained it, and that's just my only explanation, is that it's just supportive of the process, that the suppliers are sensitive to having their prices shared. And they don't know who else is bidding either.
So
it's,
can I ask you?
Yeah.
So there's seven entities that are now all involved together. So initially I thought that we were going to have some choice where we'd say, you'd come to us and say, the pricing is this. You can look at 18, 24, 28, 36 months, and we would decide what we thought was the most responsible for the town. I'm gathering, though, with seven towns involved, somebody on Good Energy's end is going to put a pin in it and say, this is the best deal. Is that how it's going to work?
So, I just wrote a note to myself to ask about Good Energy. I don't actually have a copy of the pricing chart that we ended up with, but if you can imagine, it's like a heat map, sort of. Like, there are really specific things that stand out. Like, there are periods that have the lowest rates.
Yeah.
So in the end, they really chose between 17 months and 30 months, because both of those, and again, this is kind of like a poorly kept secret in broker circles, where you doing a renewal in November, December, January is a sweet spot for, and so whatever gets you to that point over 1 year or 2 years is so for you guys, it would be like a 24, 25, 26 month contract. Very, very, very likely would be the sweet spot. Again, we don't know. So you do see the matrix. You can see where the things are. The group does choose together a term.
Really?
But you can opt, you can choose not to go in the group. So you have all the way up, you'll see the sample pricing week before, and you have time to ask questions. That's the time to ask all the questions you want about test. That's the time to have a picnic. Proverbial though, but because we'll probably be remote, but if we were closer, that group could be in the same room too, but basically find out, whether someone has a strong preference. Keene's a lot larger than the other three, so in the end they were going to decide, but I have to say the process was really mutual. And they talked through the difference between 17 and 30 months, and they decided, because the winter rates are high, so they decided that the energy markets aren't going to be calmer. Like, the 2 years of a stable rate is Right, they didn't want to go back into pricing right away, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was a mutual decision, but you have the, you can not join the group.
Okay.
And we can try and price you on your own. It's just Candy is little to do that, but like I can't imagine we'd get better pricing for you. I don't think that would be advantageous from.
I agree.
Yeah, but that's how it goes.
Okay. Who has questions?
And if I didn't say before, those meetings are like a few days, like 4 to 6 days apart. Like they're 4 to 7 days apart.
No.
They're very, so the indicative pricing is really, the pricing actually went down a little for the Keen group, but at that point you get to sort of settle in and sleep on, you know, what the likely pricing is going to come back and what, you know, if the bid's successful. So we will say if the bid came back higher, or the, you know, like the bids, like the best, the sort of best bid came back higher, then, I mean, again, this is for good energy, but they don't recommend the group go forward. Like they, you know,
Let's
look
wait.
For certain attributes of that indicative pricing to bid day. And,
any idea when those meetings are going to be held?
Yes, so I should pin that down. Actually, give me a sec here.
How come we don't have the minute person from the budget committee come here too?
Because we don't have any money to pay her. I'll do the minutes.
The town does. I know, but I'm just looking at it from her perspective that she's only getting $18 an hour. I mean, if she could get 20 hours a week.
We have to have money in our budget, though.
Really? We have no budget.
Yeah. It wouldn't fly.
I'm just hoping they can keep her.
Oh, I think they will.
So, Kevin,
I think they're going to share us.
I believe mid-July would be on the same timing as this first group.
Okay.
So, I think we could have... So, we compressed everything... Sort of, but I think we actually could compress. Like, I don't know that we have to be on that timing now that we have all the drafts and everything done.
Right.
And we've had, you know, one successful bid process. I'm not sure that we need quite so much time before October 1st to.
So will that be a Zoom meeting with all of the towns represented and Good Energy and you and the state, or just no state?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's just it's a Zoom meeting. We actually went in person. We had a group in person in Keene, so we ended up with two sites. We had Keene and Wilton. You know, the Swansea Marble came over, so we might, if like you guys grouped up over here and they grouped up down there, then you know, Bob could go one way and I'll go another, and we'll be in the room to. Then on bid day, there is print the contracts and sign them, so you know, it's nice to have some office support, you know, to meet in someone's town offices. It's in the day.
Okay. So, Andrea.
The Marlborough had both the chair, the committee chair, and had the select board chair was their designee for signing. And the committee chair was there, one of the two designees from Marlborough.
Okay.
Swansea, I'm trying to think if it was two.
He'd send to Andrea.
Oh, no, the town manager was away, so Swansea just had one. Yeah, just had the town representative. And Wilton had select board chair and the town administrator.
Right. So as long as Andrea... I believe Andrea is going to be the signing designee.
We need to clarify that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typically, it would be whoever signs, you know, contracts for the town. So in Marlborough, it is the select board. So that's.
I think it's the same here. The select board, not Andrea.
I think they can defer to her, and they probably would.
But okay.
I'll check.
It could be a designee, absolutely. And you can set parameters beforehand. So, and as long as people keep it confidential, it's just that I just want to impress upon you that the reason it's confidential is that we don't know what happens if, who knows or what happens.
Right.
We lose, but, you know, certainly if you attend the pre-bid meeting and you want to tell the committee members to, you know, like, find out if they have questions or if, you know, to talk it over, it's fine. It just needs to stay within the, you know, people who need to know.
Okay.
I mean, it's not this big secret. Like, imagine that all it is the price and the terms. And then, you know, like the terms that looked attractive that are likely to come up on bid day.
Okay.
That will turn into a contract.
Yeah.
So.
Just the more heads up we have on the specific times and dates, the longer we can have it on the calendar, the better off to make sure that we're available. And that's a kind of a vacation-y time for people. So the sooner you get the date available, the better we are if we have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anyone have questions?
Not I.
Not I.
Thank you, Emily. Anything else on your end?
No, I just did want you to think about any tabling events. Those are, you know, sometimes if there's a fair or something, they get a lot of people in an efficient way. Or if you have groups that you would like us to come and talk to,
It's already approved, so just letting people know to be on the lookout for mailings is really the big thing, and we might even be able to get the CYA to put it on their sign.
Yeah, that's an idea.
When do
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
When do farmers markets start?
Is the farmers market starting, Dick?
June.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mid-June sometime.
Okay, so we can make sure we attend a few of those.
When's Candy Old Home Day this year?
August.
Oh, okay.
End of August.
Okay.
Close to the time that they're going back to school.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So the mailings are going to be out.
They go out, they need to be out 36 days, and then there's a few days for the supplier to finish the enrollment process. So about 45 days ahead, so mid-August.
Okay.
And then the deadline is something like September 20th or something like that.
What's September 20th?
That would be the deadline for returning, or September 15th probably, for returning or for opting out or changing products before enrollment.
Okay.
And that would be for putting it in the mail. So if you,
did it online
on the 17th and called them, it's still be fine.
Okay.
You just need a few days.
All right. That was very, very comprehensive. I think that was helpful.
Yeah, a good update.
Anything else on your side?
No, I just think this is really our time. Like, we get everything to you, and I will just copy you on everything I send to Andrea, and we just need to stay in touch about who's going to be the designee.
Okay.
I agree. Like, we can, someone's on vacation, they could be on Zoom, but we do need someone to sign the physical document on the day. And, I'm not sure. I'm not in control of that. So, but I do hear what you're saying about having it on the calendar. So I can definitely give you more of a closer range for what you're considering.
All right.
Because the thing is that we do, like, it is, we are timing the market. So we may say, oh, bid day's now, and oh no, it's not. It's going to be a week earlier or a week later.
Mm.
I mean, I think they do that.
Okay. If some place gets invaded that day, markets can change quickly.
So when is the need for next meeting?
Brenda just asked a question. What was that?
So when is the need for another physical meeting? If we're communicating, if you're keeping us up to date with what you're sending to Andrea, is there a need for another meeting?
Nope.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're...
Okay.
Unless you want to pursue this idea of the fund. But you can
not
also,
yet.
You know, not for
what?
Now. None of the launching communities started a fund. Well, Keene has a fund, and there are donations going into it. But nobody is taking, like, a mill or anything off of their rate yet. So that's still to be pioneered in the state.
Yeah.
So there's no rush, and if you want to prepare for town meeting next year, then you want to find out what you have to do to get a capital reserve fund for renewable energy and energy efficiency projects going.
Right.
Want to find out what I think it's, isn't it the capital improvement process or something
yeah,
like
sure.
that. It's probably fairly specified, because the town would be taking responsibility for the.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's if you want to do renewable energy projects, you're talking about Raymond maybe doing some projects, and it's a great time, but it doesn't have to be now. So,
okay.
No, I think maybe if you want to just focus with me on the launch, then let's do that and. Revisit it once
you're
underway.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Motion to conclude.
I think we're all set on our side, and we really appreciate the vast amount of information. And you must be excited over there with these launches going successfully and another one about to.
Well, I feel like we said we could do it and we're doing it, which is, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with the rates, happy with the process so far. So we have the new group will have the co-op, but our current rates are lower than the co-op, so we still, hoping to serve all customers in Candia. And do renewable projects too. So,
all right. Well, thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for your patience working with me.
Oh, thanks for all the work.
It's been.
You've been awesome.
Email,
you've been great.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
We couldn't have done it without you.
We still can't.
And we still can't. Yeah. So thank you.
If there is a motion to adjourn, I would accept it.
Motion to adjourn, yes.
I'll second it.
And Dick, nice working with you. If you, perhaps I'll see
you
over in old home days or something. If I come over there in August, that seems like it. That might need to be on my calendar.
All right.
Okay.
We have a motion to adjourn that's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Unanimous. All right. Thank you.
Good night, Emily.